Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Today it is, golly, what day of the week is it here? I believe it's Thursday. And hopefully we will have Amy Kavanaugh joining us again today to finish up our chakras, the red, the root system, survival issues, and all that good stuff. So we are on for about 90 minutes today because we kind of ran out of time yesterday. And I know there were people that had wanted some readings and so on. So we will look for Amy when she gets logged in here. And in the meantime, well, she, yeah, I do have a few announcements there. It's like, as always, we can get a hold of our master psychic, Jethro Smith, by his website, www.jethrosmith.net, or you can email or Gmail him at jethropsychic@gmail.com or psychicjethro@aol.com. You can also find him at 928-284-0437. I think that's right. I hope so. I might have to look that one up later. I'm having one of those brain dead days today. Anyway, I am Casey with Birth Cards, or is Casey the Destiny Cards, and I'll be doing some readings in and out in between Amy's finishing up her root chakra stuff. And you can get a hold of me at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. I haven't had time to check my Gmail. I'm hopefully going to have some time to do that a little bit later this afternoon, kind of catch up, because I don't think I've been on my email account in about 3 weeks now. We've just had a lot of stuff going on, and we've got a new grandson in the family, and I'm out in Idaho with my daughter and her family, and we're kind of doing grandparenting duties and kind of taking care of the new baby and the new mom and so on, so we're kind of spending more time in real space rather than cyberspace at this point. But I will get back to you if you email me there, or my number is 719-289-4907. And let's see, we have a caller here at area code 845 today. And welcome to our guest in chat. Okay, 845, you are with us today.
Hi, welcome, and congratulations on the grandbaby.
Thank you. And who am I talking with today?
Diana.
Diana, all righty. Well, Amy has not joined us yet, so I'm going to go ahead and proceed on here, and we'll do a birth card reading for you here today. And what I need is I need your month, day, and year of birth, and then we'll see what the cards show for you.
Sure, April 24th, 1961.
Yes. All right. Let's see what we got going here. Good years, good days. Okay. I think that's right into Taurus, isn't it? Is that you're a Taurus,
yeah,
baby? All right.
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's see. Well, what your birth card shows, your birth card is a Ten of Clubs, and the planetary ruler is the King of Spades. Both are exceptionally really good ones. Let's see, and I'm going to take a moment here. It's like it's my computer slow today like I am. It's kind of booting up here a little bit, and I'm going to give it a minute, and I'm just going to say hello to everybody in chat.
Okay.
Hello and welcome. I have a hard time typing and talking at the same time, which is why a lot of us, we tag team that chat room. It's like if we can get our second person on to do chat, it's like we do that, because some of them are really good at typing and talking. It's like I'm not so good at walking and chewing gum at the same time, so I have a hard time doing the typing and talking moment. I can do one or the other, but I have a hard time doing both. All righty. Well, what it shows for you is a Ten of Clubs. This is called the teacher card. The Ten of Clubs is a really independent person, regardless of gender, will behave as though you are a king or queen in this deck, and the deck we use is the hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, our deck of 52 playing cards. The females have what's called a masculine mind, and natures. And what that means is just that you think analytically. It's like, you know, it has nothing to do with gender preference or anything else, but it just means you really look at things, you really analyze things, you really think about things. And being that club, it's like the clubs are the scholars of the deck. It's like you really have, you know, fine discriminating minds, and you can literally learn anything you want to. It's like that's the gift of any of the clubs. And you also want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you like to do and when you want to do it. Ten of Clubs has come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You have a powerful mind and this consuming desire for more knowledge that makes you really progressive and usually very successful. In this life, you need to learn to regain control over your mind, which sometimes it gets a life of its own, like that little hamster on the wheel. A lot of Ten of Clubs people complain of having trouble sleeping because of that endless mind chatter. You got that marvelous mental equipment, and it just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny. The best path back to self-mastery is to direct your mind and those thoughts into right motives, higher principles, hard work, because your people, you need to work hard and keep busy in order to be really happy. You've got this Three of Hearts in Mars, and it makes for emotional restlessness and some undecidedness about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain, of course, at this time, you know, you probably know what you're doing. But it can be a strain on relationships, and it can sometimes hold you back from achieving some of your highest ambitions. You've got a Three of Diamonds as a challenge card, and it bears that out and tells that you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work towards, you know, finding out what really satisfies, you know, you in life. You have this strong desire, too, for spiritual wisdom and study of spiritual philosophies, which will bring contact with many uplifting groups that will increase your enjoyment of life. And your most fulfillment will come through work that allows you some kind of freedom and expression of your creativity. Your greatest challenge lies in making up your mind about which way to go or what it is that truly is going to satisfy you and truly, you know, really make you happy. It's like, and that's where those my infamous, you know, 3x5 index cards, you know, that you stick on the bathroom mirror. It's like, you know, you figure out kind of what you want. And that's not to say that just because you wrote it, you know, 1 year that it has to stay up there for the next 50 years or anything by any means, because obviously as we go through life, we change, we mature, and our goals are also going to change and mature through there. So it's like when you go, you know, I had this as a goal, and it's like, now I really am, you know, after something different. So you take down that card, you put up your new goal, tape that to the bathroom mirror where you're going to see it every day. And your focus kind of is, here's what my goal is. And it's like, and what steps have I taken to accomplish this today? In relationships, being so really independent and powerful and creative, a Ten of Clubs usually has some difficulty with long-term relationships. It's like, you know, you might be happily married or whatever, but what they say is look at Madonna and Shirley MacLaine. They're perfect examples. They're also Ten of Club ladies. Sometimes you do better being single and admitting it right up front. You know, other times, ladies go through, you know, it's like, by golly, I've got the right guy and I'm going to stick with him. And it's like, that's very admirable. But there's that undeniable thirst for love. And love has its own truth that you got to contend with. Love always wants more of itself. And it requires making that commitment, you know, and that's where the Ten of Clubs has a challenge for you. It probably would have been earlier. It's either you or your partner that has a choice to have just one person. It's like, you know, so it's not always something that you manifest, but you might draw in, you know, people or have drawn in a person, you know, as your mate that's kind of going, wow, did I really want to be tied into this, you know? It's like, it's one of those things. Sometimes Ten of Clubs has a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships. It's that desire to explore a lot of different relationships or multiple relationships. And, you know, in the younger days, it was called playing the field, you know, type of thing.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now because I'm widowed, so.
Aha, all righty. Sometimes the females indicate specifically have a difficult time with that desire, and sometimes there's some emotional problems you need to contend with before you find that true happiness and love, especially where it's that go-around, and if you've had, you know, if you've had that really good relationship with that person, you know, that first time, it's like sometimes it really, and I got to fess up, it's like that's kind of, my husband died, and it's like, I'm still raising, you know, 10 and 12-year-old, and it's like, I'm not so hot to trot into getting into another relationship, because unfortunately my attitude right now is woman needs man like fish needs bicycle. Just like, let me raise these children, and then I'll see if I have time to have a personal relationship. It's like, I'm not sure, because I've got too many other things going right now.
No, I really would, but I think my life is just a mess right now that, you know, to, you know, be vulnerable to someone really seeing how much my life is a mess financially and everything right now, it's scary, you know? And plus,
right.
I haven't really met that person. I really actually just gotten almost involved with someone that was extremely toxic and, you know, and it was a learning experience that I put
yeah.
a call upon and said, absolutely not doing this.
Yeah.
So.
Have you gone into, I know it was very helpful for me when, you know, when my husband died, he was a veteran, you know, groups. It's like, it's the first time I'd ever had a group experience, if you will. It's like, I wasn't all about, you know, going in and bearing my soul and sleeve and heart and everything else to a group. And it was like, I sat and I watched for several weeks. And finally, one of the counselors took me aside and said, you know, part of the idea of this is to participate. And I'm going, I'm just watching, figuring out where I can participate at. I said, I'm learning a lot just from, you know, listening to other people's stories and whatever. And I mean, and that's one of the things, you know, about a grief group or whatever. It really does help to get your own stuff out. But a lot of times other people are, you know, singing your same song. And it's like they, you know, express things and you go, wow, that's exactly how I feel. And they just said it really in a great way. And it's like, and it's something that, you know, I would take home and like, you know, put on my 3x5 index card and go, that's a really good thought. I want to hold that. You know, things like that. So it's like sometimes that shared grief, it's like, you know, when you know there's other people out there going through the same type of thing with you, you know, or in this, you know, similar circumstance, you know, those emotions, because, you know, it's like it may be different circumstances because it usually is, but it's like the emotions are just as powerful and just the same in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm hoping, you know, probably you've gone to some maybe grief groups or grief counseling, you know, something like that. Grief journal.
No, I haven't. And it's been several years, but, you know, I am learning,
okay,
in this process, everyone that you meet. I was just
right.
wondering if the card showed anything on the financial, legal, and...
Financial, legal. Let me get to the King of Spades, and we'll just take a quick look into what this year is bringing for you. You have the King of Spades as a planetary ruler, which is really cool because King of Spades is, you know, that's the top card in the deck. It gives you a great deal of potential power, along with that, a great deal of responsibility, which few people choose to bear. You've got this ability to accomplish really great feats in this lifetime, but you'd have to abandon some of that creativity and that playfulness, you know, in order to attain this. It's really, you know, the spades are all about work. It's like you think of somebody with a hoe in their hand in the garden. It's that kind of work, you know, it's whatever. Okay, they got a cute one here. You can be really bossy and stubborn sometimes, but you've got great wisdom to share with others. But, you know, will you follow your own wisdom? Because sometimes, you know, we can teach other people and go, man, I wish I could take my own advice. But with that card, you have absolutely, you know, no excuse for not having a really successful, satisfying life because you've got the ability. You really do. Again, it just reflects how our choices in life are a true measure of who we are. Uncertainty and concerns about love, marriage, romance, you know, also there to deal with. It's whenever you decide to address them. And I would say definitely because I found myself that way. It's like I got into like not one but three toxic relationships. And it's like going, yeah, I really had to be, you know, I wasn't literally smacked, but I had to be, you know, emotionally smacked where it was like, oh, my goodness. So it's like I can say having been there, having done that, having, you know, probably got the T-shirt moment, it's like one of the things I advocate is know yourself. It's like, you know yourself, know what issues you have to deal with because a lot of times you'll find things, you know, you go back, it's like, man, how did my parents raise me? You know, what are my childhood issues? You know, what are things that I learned? You know, what attitudes do I harbor about myself? Because you need to know yourself really well before you go get into a relationship with another person, because that will, you know, whatever stuff you bring, it's like, it's not going to get any better when you combine them, especially if the other person has their stuff too, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like probably the course of wisdom is like, yeah. This year, you can find your true purpose this year because you've got a six in a long-range position. Sixes gives us this opportunity to discover what our true purpose for our life is. It's like, okay, God, why am I here? You know, and this is the year where it's like, you know, you indulge in prayer and meditation. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And it's like, you know, you have that little extra oomph in there where you can discern, you know, kind of, you know, it's not just my own mind chatter. It's like, you know, really and truly, there's, you know, the special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. Sixes can also be frustrating to us because sometimes they represent, you know, the flip side is static and unchanging conditions in our life. But that that special ability that they bestow upon us to perceive what's usually hidden from our conscious minds. Again, we access that with prayer and meditation. But we listen to our inner voice. We can receive great inspiration and direction when those cards are present, and you've got one of those at least for the entire year. It's also a major completion year. You've got a nine someplace, and we'll take a look back at that in just a little bit. But a nine, nines are all about endings, and it's like if you can think of it as a high school graduation. It's like, you know, you worked for those 12 or 13 years, you know, you got a diploma in your hand, that door closed, another door opened. So depending on whether you had a fantastic time in high school and you went, oh, I didn't want that to end, I wasn't ready for that. It's like the Linus and security blanket. You know, I'm not ready to be, you know, have that other door open and go out into the college world or whatever. Or, you know, so you can take that and see it as, you know, I kind of say as you wish to. It's like, you know, the endings can be really positive transitions where you are like using the rocks to step across the river, or you could be slipping on the rocks and falling in the river and going, that really was a drag. So just how we perceive completions in this year is, you know, totally up to you. But it's like sometimes, you know, just knowing, okay, I know this was coming. So it's like if this is ending, you know, where's the betterness is coming? Because there's always a silver lining to the cloud. Okay, let's see. The five most important cards of the year for you. The long range card is your Ten of Hearts. That's where you spend a lot of your focus for the year. Your Pluto card is the Jack of Hearts. It's that important key card. It signifies someone or something that causes significant change in some part of your life. And it might be an area where you experience what they call that mini death, that transition. Your result card is a Five of Spades. That's the card of the Wanderer. And it's like there may be some, we'll take a look at what Pluto's influence with that is. Your environment card is, there's that Six of Diamonds, okay? That's your six that is going to allow you that opportunity to, you know, what is my purpose here? And your displacement card is that Queen of Clubs. So just looking at this a little bit, the Ten of Hearts tells us success, recognition, and popularity comes to you this year. Especially favored are activities dealing with public or large groups. That recognition is going to play an important role in your life depending upon, you know, other circumstances in your life. But if you're in a business where you want more exposure and recognition, it's an excellent indicator you're going to meet with great success in that area. It's one of the best cards for performers. Ten of Hearts indicates large groups of people favorably disposed towards you. In general, it's one of the best influences to have for a yearly one. It can overcome negative influences that might be present, and you might even become famous. But your key words for that is, I'm surrounded by the love and admiration of people. I have success with groups and the public, and I enjoy a lot of popularity. The Pluto card, that Jack of Hearts, also known as the Christ card, it's the card of sacrifice. It's likely to see you in a position of having to make some important sacrifices, maybe sacrifices of your time, resources, goals, whatever, to help someone else for a higher spiritual ideal. It's a powerful spiritual or religious influence present now that cannot be denied, even though, you know, you might find it difficult to do what you feel you're being called upon to do. Sacrifices represented by this Jack of Hearts often related to someone younger, but they can be made just because you're following a higher principle or ideal yourself. You're learning important lessons this year and experiencing new ways of looking at life and love. On the deepest levels, Jack of Hearts, as a Pluto card, represents an initiation into higher forms of love. The highest form of love represented by that Jack of Hearts is that love that it's selfless and willing to make sacrifices for the beloved. Your exposure to this higher love energy may be challenging at times, but the result is going to be broadened understanding of the deeper aspects of truth and love. So it's like, you know, you'll kind of maybe get that straight before you go into that relationship. Your result card tells you more about the nature of the initiation into that higher love, or tells you what it's related to. The affirmation for this one is, through my experiences, I am learning the true meaning and value of sacrifice. I transform my love nature to a higher and more meaningful spiritual level. And the result card is that Five of Spades. And it's like, again, those spades are the workers. Somehow connected to your Pluto card, you're making some important changes this year that's going to leave you in an entirely new situation in many respects by your next birthday. So this upcoming year, you got a lot of things that are going to be going on. You might change jobs, residence, have a totally new health picture by year's end. Five of Spades usually appears when one is ready to make a major life transition. And because it's a result card, you can rest assured that it might be tough at times, but you're going to make it through successfully. If you've been desiring a major change in your lifestyle, your wish is about to come true. A change is coming that's going to be a good one, that leads you in new directions and provides more and much-needed personal freedom. So your affirmation for that one is, I complete this year with a new job, new health picture, new residence, new lifestyle, I make a major transition in one of these areas, or might be multiple. Environment card this year, Six of Diamonds. It's a year when most of the benefits come from sticking to whatever it is you've been doing in your work, okay? So it's like, and there's a book, the whole title of it is Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow, okay? So figure out what you really like to do, because if you're happy doing what you're doing, finances will come. It's kind of like
well, right now I'm unemployed, but I have opportunities. I used to work in the background, you know, different movies and stuff, and do
cool.
You know, some modeling, you know, for different designers. And I haven't, you know, really, I've been in such a rut that I haven't focused on doing that. And just financially, I'm tied up in a lawsuit right now that, you know,
oh boy.
It's been dragging on for years, and that really has devastated me financially, you know.
Right. I understand how that one goes. We'll take a look back. It says though you may receive, and ironically enough, here's this financial one, you may receive some financial payback from others. Don't expect too many changes in work or business. Instead, find ways to improve or get more out of what you're already doing. So it's like, you know, in that movie, you know, your bit in the background, so whatever, that'd be great, modeling. Whatever you're doing, if you want the most success. Also, being honest and responsible with all your financial debts and dealings will bring additional blessings. So it's like whatever's going on. You're displacing the Queen of Clubs this year. It's likely to be a year of heightened mental activity and perhaps a good deal of intuition. Don't be surprised if you receive some sorts of premonitions at times. You might get involved in helping others by bringing good information or knowledge to them. Another possibility, you might have to make some kind of sacrifice again on behalf of others in your life. In this case, personal sacrifice could involve children or someone younger than yourself, you know, your good friends, family, whatever. If you're female, which you are, this card will indicate a focus of your attention towards either romantic or home, you know, mother, family matter. So it's like that's kind of where you're at. All righty. Your Mercury period, of course, began on your birthday on April 24th, and it goes through June 15th, which is tomorrow. So you're just finishing up Mercury, and you're getting ready to head into that Venus period. So we'll take a look at both of those real quick, because there's all the periods, the time periods through the year. You have the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And each of those planetary has a planetary influence for like a 52-day time frame. So the very first one that you've just gotten through here, and we'll also make sure we look at Mars, because Mars has to do with the lawsuit. Mercury is that period that always follows, you know, begins on your birthday, and your focus is usually on communications, short trips here and there, educational pursuits, affairs of siblings or the family members. Two cards found this period will combine to tell you what influences are present and what's likely to occur. And they do, even though the influence is strongest at this time frame, it's also kind of like if you think of a watercolor wash, you kind of like, you know, watercolors or washes the whole year. So anytime you're involved with things like this, this is going to be that influence. You have a Jack of Clubs in the Mercury period. The powerful creative card gives you a blessing of a quick and powerful, very creative mind this period, to a lesser extent for the entire year. This power can be applied to any project that involves writing or other creative mental pursuits with great success. You might even get ideas for projects that are far ahead of their time. A journal would be good for you. It's like, you know, get your notebook, and it's like when you get, you know, even if you think they're harebrained ideas, date them, you know, write them down, date them. And it's like you just get a sense of what they are. This card can also represent an initiation into a new form of thinking or communicating. Your vertical Mercury card, this is the Six of Diamonds in the Mercury period, indicates a lack of change in business affairs and kind of a smoothing out in this area. Under a Six of Diamonds, there's no escape from debts and obligations. So if you owe money, you might have to pay it now, and it works both ways. This influence does not support changes in business. You may find travel plans or other business changes kind of get postponed until later on. Just be prepared to settle up, though, financially with anyone you owe money to, especially if they're related to your education or your vehicle. In Venus, which is coming up, and that's going to be June 15th till August 6th, it begins 52 days after your birthday, and it's like, and it goes for the next 52 days. The focus is on home and family matters and affairs of the heart. The two cards in this period, you know, combine to tell you what influences are there. So you got the Five of Diamonds. During that period is the first one, and then the second one is that Ace of Hearts, which is cool. Five of Diamonds may find that your friends or lovers somehow become expensive. You should not do business with friends under this influence, okay? So keep your friendships and your business separate. Your desire for love or luxury could deplete your resources, and overemphasis on money could affect the status of your friendships during this period, especially related to some woman in your life. There's an influence of emotional instability and restlessness, and it could be the cause of the changes happening now. But the Ace of Hearts there, this period could bring a letter of love or friendship from someone very dear to you. Another possibility is you begin a new relationship under this auspicious influence. It's a really good one. All kinds of relationships will be important to you now. This card can indicate you're probably not in the childbearing years, so it's like, you know, probably not going to have children unless it's maybe a niece or nephew, something like that, grandchild, something you're contemplating. Also, if it's so, it's like likely to be a girl. Okay, one of the best influences for a new love affair. So that would be coming up again from June 15th to August 6th, although my caveat is Venus is in retrograde right now, so until like June 27th. So my generic advice is don't try to get involved in any kind of new relationship until after the 27th. It's like June 28th, it turns around, it goes forward again, so it's like kind of think of, you know, gearing up, and it's like if you want to be into relationships, you know, that kind of stuff, then, you know, look at it after June 28th. Okay, and Mars. And this one is more physical, more aggressive energies because Mars was a god of war. It's a good time to get involved in physical pursuits or actively pursue goals. It also governs our relationship with men in general and with the legal matters we're involved in. If you're involved in a legal suit of any kind, Mars cards indicate probable success or failure. So it's like, and it's like anything, it's not a guarantee because there's always, you know, judges and courts and whatever. But what you have here is you've got two sevens. The first one is a seven of spades, the second one being a seven of hearts. It can bring illness caused by overdoing it in either work or passion or trouble from some male. It can also represent difficulties in legal matter. Indulging in negativity, though, at this time is only going to make it worse. So it's like that positive thought. It's like if you haven't ever watched The Secret or read the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, get it, do it. It's like, you know, check it out. It's probably through the libraries because that attitude, you know, that you carry forth, it's like they've got some really cool stuff in the way they present it how to keep your mind positive, you know, keep the positive spin on days. It's like it makes a big difference because, you know, one of the big things that, you know, I think as Mike Dooley says on there is thoughts become things. So it's like where your focus is, where your energies are, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, just keep it positive because anything negative during that time is just going to make it worse. It might be marked by a lot of arguing, conflict, disappointment. And that seven of spades brings a challenge, and it can best be met by careful self-examination of negative attitudes and emotional habits. Looking to your other's Mars card, that other seven of hearts can, you know, give us a look-see. And in this one, it may bring a fearful and challenging legal or personal matter, perhaps associated with a man. Your own willfulness or arguing is only going to decrease, again, your chances of success in the situation present. So really look carefully at your expectations and attachments for the key to present events. You're going to have a lot more success than you realize by acting upon the faith that you have, you know, nothing or no one to lose. So it's like, you know, just that idea of I've got nothing and no one to lose, and just act on that one, that, you know, grab onto that as that idea. Spiritual revelations are possible now as well. So it's like, again, with those two sevens, and it's like what they call the sevens in this deck is they're always the cards of faith, and they're always looking to, you know, how can unattached can you be to outcomes of things. So it's like the message here is just like really make sure you keep that positive attitude of gratitude, you know, that kind of stuff, and just make sure that, you know, you really just keep things positive and pray for the best. It's like, you know, we always used to say, you know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So it's like we've turned that into we pray for the best and expect the best, but it's like, you know, you always know there is an alternative outcome, but, you know, keep it positive. And it's going to turn out, you know, much better than you might hope. So, yeah, I wish there was a little more positiveness I could put in there. But, again, that one, you know, it's kind of like, here's your crossroads sign. It's like if you look at it as a warning sign, you know, the highway warning sign, it's like, yes, just be aware of this because a lot of it is really going to depend on your attitude.
It really will.
Okay.
And the other thing I can tell you just in general about courts and judges is, A, judges hate shows. It's like judges hate to have their time wasted. And if you can be the calm, collected person, voice of reason, et cetera, if you can sit there and be like, you know, grace in the firestorm and look at them and smile and be pleasant, it's like it'll, you know, my mom always used to say, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And it's like it kind of sort of applies to the legal thing because judges will sit there and read your body language. So really dress the part. The power dressing part is you wear kind of the darker blues. If you got in like a nice navy suit, something like that, wear a white shirt and wear like just a nice little like, you know, red neckerchief or something like that. For some reason, the red, white, and blue thing, it's like I got specific instructions from an attorney on how to dress for judges. So it's like, keep that in mind when you go to court. Always dress really nice because it shows respect and they like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I didn't think that I was going to court that quickly, but, you know, if it does come to fruition, I will take that advice, red, white, and blue.
Because it's like, you don't want to wear black because the judges wear black, but it's like, you know, a nice navy blue or, you know, deep blue, something like that, because blue is about faith and trust and truthfulness. And it's like, for, you know, whatever reason, it's like there's just colors that they've associated with certain things. So it's like, just dress your best and look nice and, you know, put that happy smile and, you know, smile on your face or at least, you know, a neutral position and don't sit there and look like you're argumentative with them. Just kind of sit there and go, if you need to write notes to your attorney, write notes. But it's like, you know, keep your face neutral.
Oh, I will. And I've been on this spiritual journey the last couple of months becoming more, inquisitive about my spirituality and
cool
and everything, you know, and more prayerful and faithful and stuff like
that.
So, yeah. That
always helps. You know, and the other thing, I know it might sound silly, but it's like the court case I was in, it's like I actively called into prayer lines. I found prayer lines, prayer groups. I said, here's what we're facing, you know, please put some prayer in for us in our behalf. And it's like, we got to court, and it's like because I was up against some really nasties. It's like I knew what the opposition was, and in my case, it was so black and white. It was so God versus the other side. It wasn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm David against Goliath kind of thing, you know. But, you know, it's true. I mean, I've heard so many people say you got to put that positive energy out and say, I will persevere, I will win, you know, I will, you know, find peace in this, you know.
And the other thing is you put it in God's hands and say, God, here's the outcome I would like. And I'm asking you in faith as your child. And it's like, you know, we're both your children. However, it's like, you know, please make this turn out for my best, highest, most positive, beneficial good. And you say of all mutual parties involved, because whatever needs to occur needs to be good, a good outcome for everybody. Because if it's a win-lose situation, loser's not going to be happy. You always want to try to play to the win-win. So it's like whatever's going to be best for you and best for the other person, it's like that's where the balance is. And sometimes that's a hard foot to wear. It really is, because it's like, you know, you go, well, I, you know, it's me. It's like, yes, it is about you, but it's also about the other person in the legal contest. It's like, you know,
right.
And if they're in the incorrect position, if they have done a wrong, it's like what you pray is that is exposed. It's like wherever the wrongdoing is, pray that the judge sees the truth. And it's like, and makes that judgment from a basis of truth, you know, as God would see the truth. And it's like, we did
all
that.
Yeah. I think there is a difference in that.
Really positive with that.
Yeah, in the beginning, I was like really
faith.
Angry and bitter and stuff like that. And then
right.
I started praying to my guardian angels to speak to them, the people that I'm
right.
opposing, that, you know, there'd be changes. And there has been positive changes on their end because they had to make accommodation for, without getting into it too much, they had to make positive changes at the hospital for handicapped individuals. You know,
wow.
So there has been a positive change out of this, and the one thing that I'm learning is the gift of forgiveness. That even those that are wronging me, that I'm able to let go and let God and say, okay, there's a lesson that I need to learn in this, and
right.
you know, can you please speak, guardian angel, speak to their guardian angel and give them the wisdom. And
yeah, exactly.
what they did was wrong. But I do thank you, and I'm hopeful that by year's end, I won't be in the same position I'm in.
Yeah, and a little bit better, please. Well, you know, if you're on a computer, click follow. It's like it's up on the, I think it's top left. It's like, you know, follow. And it's like, and call back. But, you know, we'd like to know how things go. And it's like, I'm just the card reader. You know, our master psychic Jethro is kind of out this week. He had a death in his family, and he's a little bit knocked for loop. It's like it affects psychic people too. It's like just because, I mean, the cool thing is, yes, he's already been talking to her on the other side, so it's not as hard for him as it has been for the rest of his family, which is in total chaos, but it's still just not an easy journey for him right now. But he will be back possibly this weekend. He's not sure. It's like work is a good panacea for him, so it's like he might be back Saturday or so, but call in and, you know, call back in and ask him for his take on it and see what he gets with it.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless.
All righty, and God bless you too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And let's see. This looks like Rita. Do we have you? Oh, rats. Wait a minute. Now, what in the world did it do? Okay, hang on. I got two little spinny dials here. Let's see. It's going to have to do something funny here. I've got the endless loop running in whatever here, and it's having a real moment with itself. Let's see. We're having... Ordinarily, I say it's a blog talk moment. In this case, I would say it's a, in this case, it's a server moment. Okay, hang on here. Let me see if I can get this to do what it's supposed to do. All right, come on. It's thinking. It's really thinking. I love the computer when it works. When it doesn't work, not so hot. Okay, now it says we should be having this. Okay, there we go. Nope, and we're having it. Okay, let's try that again. Come on. Lovely. Well, hang in there with me, guys, because I just lost the page. It's like, this is why I call in independently on the phone, because, doggone. All right, let's see. One more time here. Let me try it this way. Because, Rita, I know you're out there in cyberspace, and you are next here, and I want to hear how stuff went with the Native American stuff. It's like, I think that was something you did this past weekend, and it's like doing the sweat lodge stuff. It's like, I want to hear how that went. And this silly thing, okay, bear with me, guys. We're working on this. Okay, let's see if we can get Blog Talk to come up. Okay, let's go to, all right. Well, anyway, while I'm waiting for this loveliness to dissipate, and we're having our little blog talk moments, let's see, we have Jethro, so I didn't get in yet for today, is Jethro and Kay Smith's book called Living in the Psychic Realm is available. And it is through, you can either get it on his site on the www.jethrosmith.net. And in fact, if you go in through that one and request an autographed copy, he can actually send you an autographed copy of that. Let's see, they also have them available through Barnes & Noble's, and I believe they said it was through the, I think they finally got it. Entered in what they call the New Age. You know, when you go into Barnes & Noble or the bookstores, it's like it's under New Age finally. So they've got that. let's see. Okay. Rita, do I have you? Hello? Rita, do I have you? Let's see. Okay, well, I heard the cough. Not sure. Let me try this one more time. For some reason, we are having trouble with our internet connection stuff here. It is having issues today. Okay. Let's see what else. It's available at Barnes & Noble, also available at Amazon. And like I said, you can get the autographed copies through the www.jethrosmith.net. And we can also do... that's not fine. We can also... let's see. If you want a personal reading with Jethro... His number is, let's see if I can remember it, because I had brain fart earlier. It's 928-284-0437 is Jethro's number in order to... Okay, we need to troubleshoot. All right. Trying this one again. To get a personal reading with him. Not sure if he's running any June specials or not. And for myself, Casey birth cards, if you would like a personal reading, like not on air, my email, because I don't have my website set up yet, is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And let's see, my phone is 719-289-4907. I also do Reiki long distance, do some healing modality things. But what you'll hear when you call that number is about healthy coffee, and it is Organigold. And we do have, okay, there we go. Organigold is one of the premier coffees out there today. It's like, and it's not just coffee. It's, well, they do have the black coffee. They have latte. They have mocha. They also have hot chocolate for children. They have tea, and it's like in all of this, they have Ganoderma, which is an herb that has been in use, depending on who you talk to, for 4,000 or 5,000 years over in the Orient. And it's called the, they call it the herb of longevity. And they harvest three different parts of the plant. And it's this gentleman, Bernie Chua, who was the person who, well, he still is a person, who started the company, spent 6 years of research of his own money and finding a way to combine this herb with coffee in such a way that it neutralizes the acid, it neutralizes most caffeine. This is why children actually can drink it, because if you allow your kids to have, you know, cola soda pops or Mountain Dews or anything like that, this coffee has less, a lot less caffeine than those particular soda pops do. And what it does, what the FDA allows us to say about it, is it detoxifies your blood, it oxygenates your blood, and it restores your pH balance. For myself, I had my own little healing amazingness. I had a corneal ulcer, and with that came an acanthamoeba parasite that got in my eye while my cornea was open. And it began sort of like eating my eye. It was like really not too cool. And then I ended up with cataracts, and this is all in my right eye. And my pupil literally turned white. It was clouded over, and I was literally not able to see anything out of it. So this particular doctor by the name of Dr. Damiano up in Littleton, Colorado, informed me, he was a corneal specialist, that he might indeed be able to help me out. He would be willing to do a corneal transplant for me if I would pay him $50 a month for the rest of my life. Now, he might have been a little exaggerating on that. I kind of looked at him and was like, I think I want to do something different. So I kind of scrounged around. It took me about 5 months, and I tried all kinds of different herbs and different kinds of things. And I finally ran across this coffee, because nobody looked in my eyes before they hired me to be a courier for the U.S. Census. So I was out driving, because I'd been out driving because I had a good record. And went into this coffee shop where one of our crew leaders was, and they're like, oh, we have a free cup of coffee. And I was like, oh, no. It's like, you know, thank you very much. I don't drink coffee. No, it's free. I said, well, free is not the problem. The problem is I don't drink coffee. So after about 5 minutes worth of debate, I finally just went, fine, I'll try it. So I sniffed it suspiciously, because I could always smell that nasty, bitter taste. I didn't smell that. And I was like, So I tasted it. I was like, you know, I like sweet things. So I was like, you add cream and sugar to this and I'll drink it. And that was the best thing I ever did. I went back the next day and I said, I'm joining the company, no problem. And 90 days later, I only drank one packet a day. And it cleared up the cataracts and all the other stuff that was in my eyes. And I have my eyesight back. I haven't had the opportunity to go back to the eye doctor yet. But I want to show you this and say, you know, there is a surgical alternative for people who want to clear stuff out of their eyes. And I also know that... there's people who, you know, at this point I know people who used to be diabetics, people who used to have allergy problems, people who used to have migraine headache problems, people who used to have high blood pressure, people who used to have high cholesterol. A lady who had that I know has fibromyalgia. She still has the fibromyalgia. She'd been on it for a couple of years.
She was pain-free in the first week of starting to take just drinking the coffee. And then past that, she has worked on more mobility. I mean, and she's an older lady. She's like in her late 50s, early 60s. And her big thing was working on trying to get more mobility because she liked to travel around and go to, like, all the national monuments, you know, places like that, and really actually, you know, like, get out and walk and visit places. So her comment was, you know, it kind of humiliated her that she had to, you know, use the handicap stuff and, you know, do that and whatever. She didn't really particularly care for doing that. And she said this past summer, they parked down in the regular parking, and she got her cane and whatever. She says, I did not sit in Glancy Records, obviously. But she says, I walked the whole way up. It was like a mile up to this, whatever it was, particular landmark. So we walked the mile up, and I walked the mile back. It's like my mobility is getting better. So it's like, and that's what we're kind of looking for, is like, you know, people who, you know, are having health problems and say, you know, it's not for everybody, and we'll be the first to say that, you know, it's not necessarily for everybody. And actually, if someone has had an organ transplant or things like that, they actually recommend that you don't take this because it can cause, you know, organ parts from other people's bodies to reject. So it's like that would not be a good thing to happen. So it's like, you know, actually say, well, it might be better if you don't take this, you know. So we do acknowledge right up front it's not for everybody, but if you're in, you know, generically decent health, or if you're in generically not decent health and you would like better health, and all you want to do is continue to have a gourmet coffee, because we are better than Starbucks, we're going to get them, and you know, it's like, and a much better price. It's like, you know, a cup of Starbucks is going to cost you $4 or $5. It's like our gourmet coffee, should you choose to get it wholesale, is under $1 a serving. So it's a whole lot better. And it's like, where else can you have a gourmet coffee delivered to your doorstep, you know, at a less than gourmet price and get health after it? It's like, that was one of the reasons Mr. Chua wanted to combine this with this herb with coffee, is because, you know, it says, how many coffee drinkers forget to drink their morning cup of coffee? It's like, never. You know, and there's what's really interesting is, you know, people, it's in 20 different countries. It's an international company right now. Gentleman from Germany, Hans, used to drink 17 cups of coffee a day. He got on this stuff, and he only needs to drink 5 cups of this coffee in order to get the same health benefit, or, you know, same effect in energy-wise. So, and people go, oh, my goodness, what's in it? It's like, you know, does it taste like coffee? Well, yes, it does, because it's got, you know, gourmet Arabica coffee beans. It's like, all righty. So, yes, it's real coffee. It's just with this other, you know, additional herb in it, it makes it healthy for you instead of unhealthy. And there's a comparison. It's like, you know, the difference in, you know, our healthy coffee versus, you know, other regular coffee. It's like, regular coffee will dehydrate you. This will not. It's like, you know, and I kind of compare it to cars, because a lot of people can get a car engine. It's like, you know, if your car engine is sludged up and you put some of the engine treatment in, it gets all the sludge out. It's like, all of a sudden your car has, like, you know, new life, better vroom. And it's like, that's essentially what this does with the human body. It's like, it gives you, you know, better vroom to your body. It's like, it just kind of clears out the old sludge. And there's, I'll tell stories here. There's a friend of mine, because I am still fighting with my internet, and it's like, I don't want this to be just blank air time. I can't even get back to the studio right now to end the session. So I'm like, rats. She had a digestive problem, and to the point where, you know, she said, if I eat marinara sauce, I literally burp it for a week. I'm like, going, that would not be pleasant. So she got on this, and she said, you know, about the first 4 days, she actually felt things like, you know, she says, I thought I was getting, like, heat prickles, heat rash, whatever. She never actually broke out. Now, her daughter, who weighed a little bit less, did break out. So I've known people to actually, you know, break out, whatever, because when it detoxifies you, it's going to take the nearest available exit. If going to the skin and, you know, popping out on your skin is the nearest available exit for some of these toxins, that's what it's going to do, you know. So I've known people break out in rashes, literally. I've also known people say, yep, had to set up that camp stool in my bathroom for about, you know, a couple, 3 days there. It's like, you know, because it's got to go out one end or the other. It's like, when it's detoxifying you, people don't always stop to think, what is a detox? And the other thing is you want to also drink water with this. You don't, you know, stop drinking your water just because you're drinking the healthy coffee. In fact, when you're on stuff that's doing as a flush, you do that. You absolutely, you know, make sure you have in those like 8 cups of water a day. Let's see. Okay. Doggone, guys. Okay, finally here. I finally got internet connection. Yay. Not sure what's been going on with that. And now we're going to see if we can find Blogstock Talk Studio. Okay, yes, we have it here. All righty. All right. Now we're going to give this a go. Rita, do I have you?
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you now. I finally got the studio back. I finally got the computer cooperating. It's like, yeah, yes.
Kelly, can you get in the chat room at all?
What's that?
Can you get in the chat room at all? I'm still missing keys, and there's a girl in there, V-I-K-K, Vicky Lady. She wants the link to the coffee, and I told her you can order coffee from Kelly directly, but I can't put in, I have no H, so I can't put in your email address.
Okay, let's see. Well, it's really a process to get to it at this point. It's like what I'm going to type in the chat room here. It's you go to their official website, and they change this up because this company, one thing I like about them, they have a lot of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they absolutely will tell you, it's like, you know, go with the people that, you know, first introduce this. So you go to the official website because what was happening, there was people in the, I don't understand how to do it, but it's like I know there's other people that do. They would buy these sponsored sites. So when you clicked on and tried to find someone's, you know, individual site, their sponsored site would come up. So they were literally swiping other people's customers, which was a no-no. The company didn't care for that. So they totally redid their system. So here's where you go. You go to www. And it's Organogold. Let me see. It spells organogold.com. Okay. And that's the official site. Okay. Let me enter that there. Official site. Yeah, okay. Okay. This is the, oops, not if I can spell. This is the, quote, official site. And it'll say official Organogold site. Official, and it's like spelled like this, capital O-R, capital G-A-N-O, space, capital G-O-L-D, site, okay. And then when you get there, it'll come on with a bunch of stuff. It'll say, you know, first of all, and then you pick a country. So, you know, pick a country because, like I say, it's in 20 different countries. And it's like, so you pick your flag. You pick a country, you know, so we're at the, you know, USA. Is where we're at, okay. Whoops, and I've got a small A there. Sorry about that. And then it'll say, we have choices in this country for 2 languages. If you speak Spanish, you can get it all in Spanish. If you're a non-Spanish-speaking person like I am and you're speaking English, you pick a language, and it'll say that, G-U-A-G-E, and I wish I could type faster with this. I have a hard time trying to type and talk at the same time. Pick a language, either English or Spanish, whichever one you want to hear it and see it in. I read English pretty good, English or Spanish. And then it will take you to the logon page. And then it'll, okay, so then you go to logon or login, whichever, I think it's logon. Okay, and it'll, you know, so click on logon, click on that. And then under the ID, it'll ask for an ID. So the ID to use, and go through me here, is you enter 12793201, okay, and then click enter, okay, whatever it is. And then it'll also ask, like, for password, but down below, okay, and you don't have the password, but it's like, but, okay, down below where you enter that number, there are teeny tiny blue, light blue, I wish they put them in black, blue letters that say create, C-R-E-A, I think I can spell it, not create, C-R-E-A-T, create your account or something like that, okay? So that is where you just, you know, it gives you the opportunity, you know, you click, you go to, you know, use my 12793201, and it'll show, you know, Kelly Mallory Coulter, yep, that's it. And then say, click on create your account. Then it'll give you an option, okay? And you have 2 options on the click-down menu, 2 options. One, it says distributor, D-I-S-T-R-I-B-U-T-O-R, distributor, or if you click on distributor, the drop-down menu is or retail customer.
Customer. Okay. So you get distributor or retail customer. With that, your option becomes this. If you become a distributor, that's when you get it for wholesale prices. It's essentially like what I call the Sam's Club Coffee Club moment. When you become a distributor, that is your coffee membership. It's like it's $49.95 plus shipping and handling is like $63.92. So if you want it at a wholesale price, and believe me, after you order about 3 months, that wholesale price is worth it. You know, but if you just want to try it at first, you know, it's like click on the retail customer and it'll just bring up the whole menu. It'll pop up the whole menu in one big page and it'll show all the products that they have. And it'll show like the King, for example, like some of the things have the spore powder in them. The difference between the herbs, there are three levels, what I call levels of the herbs. There's three different places on this plant that they harvest. The regular Ganoderma is, you know, and all the capsules, if you don't like coffee to your hot chocolate, yes, it also helps get kids off of Ritalin and that kind of stuff. We've seen that. And there was a lady that had migraine headaches, and she was paying like $12 per pill for migraine headache things, and they weren't helping her. She got on this coffee, and in a month, she no longer had her migraine headaches. You know, I mean, you drink it every day, obviously, you know, because you have to ingest the herb every day. But totally, you know, there's three ladies that I know that are migraine-free in various stages of, like, they're all over a year now, no more migraines. And it doesn't seem to matter there's a couple different ways to have migraines. It's like stress imbalance or, you know, something like that, or hormonal stuff, whatever. It's like it seems to cure everything unless you need a visit to the chiropractor. If it's a chiropractor, you know, like bone out of place moment, you better go have that adjusted. But if it's, you know, just hormonal imbalances or whatever else, you know, or those. And I've actually heard it said that a lot of times migraines are caused by an excess of theta waves, T-H-E-T-A, theta waves in the brain, because, and it's, you know, and it's because people are real creative, and they'll tell you, if you go, you know, bake bread, get your hands in the dough, knead the dough, it's like, you know, do clay work, you know, do something creative with your hands, so it's using your creativity. A lot of times people can drop their migraines by doing that because they're not using a creativity. They're not using enough of their theta waves in their brains, so that's another option. But anyway, so you're here to the distributor retail. So if you want, you know, if you try it as a retail customer, it's like, I'm trying to remember what it is. It's like, I can't remember. They change the pricing too. It's like, I believe it's $25.50 online. And then what they do is they zap you for like $5 shipping, you know, and that's like per box until you get to like $13.97. And then it's, you know, if you buy multiples, it's better. But on the flip side, if you decide to join as a distributor and get that wholesale price delivered to your door, because they have delivered UPS, it becomes $17 a box plus the five. So it's like it is, you know, a bit of a savings, you know, to do that. And it's, believe me, it's well worth your time to indulge in the savings if you want to. So, but I do advocate, you know, try it first. Try it, see if you like the taste. And usually what I'll tell people is, like, if you try this stuff and you do not like it, I'll buy it back from you because I will go through it and I will use it. I was like, I've become my own best customer. But, you know, it's like my kids take it. It's like I give it to them in capsule form. They also like the lattes and they like the mochas, you know, for that chocolate stuff. But it does. It's like if you've got a hyperactive kid, it tones them down. If you've got a kid that's really sluggish, it speeds them up. What this herb does, it's called the smart herb, and it's like it deals with, you know, liver stuff. It's like I've known people who have detoxed on alcohol. It's like there was a young man went through, it's like he got on the capsules. He didn't, you know, I mean, he drank the coffee, but he also got on the capsules. And I think it took him like a month, but he said in the first, I think it was like 3 or 4 days, he said it was the equivalent of the first week of detox. And the next 2 days, it was like the second week of detox. You know, if you're in, you know, they throw you in the clink or whatever it is where they detox you in those rooms. But he said, you know, by the end of like, you know, 5 days, he was like in the second week of detox. And he said he completed that whole thing for the month. And it's like it totally got him off of alcohol because it balanced the liver. And it's like he said at the end of that time, I mean, of course, he kept drinking the coffee then, but he could walk into an alcohol store and was not even tempted to drink. It just totally, it balanced the sugars in his liver, because that's what it is. Alcoholism, a lot of that is sugar imbalances in the liver.
And it's like by balancing, you know, the smarter, by balancing the stuff that's in your body, it's like, you know, no matter what it's doing in your body, because everybody's body is different, it goes in and it works to, you know, again, it oxygenates your blood, it detoxifies your blood, and it, you know, restores your pH balance, which, like I say, we're allowed to say this. In the other 19 countries where they do not have the FDA, those people say, oh, this cures, and they start listing. And if you Google Ganoderma, you will find over a good million pages worth of, you know, testimonial stuff on, you know, and just here's what it's been. Because something that's had, you know, a shelf life, you know, and a run of like, you know, 4,000, 5,000 years worth of use, it's like, well, it's done somebody some good or it wouldn't have been around this long. So it's good stuff. Oh, let's see.
Am I still on there, Kelly?
You sure are.
Okay. Like, also, then, what you just said about the liver, that would be great for people with hepatitis C, because I have some friends and family members with that, and they can feel from day to day if their liver is off. And that sounds like if it balances your liver, because, I mean, these people change their diets with all sorts of organic food and stuff, and, I mean, that sounds like if they drank that every day, their liver would be balanced.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it does. It's like, I mean, I still continue to take it. It's like I'm still getting what I call minor improvements in my eyesight with stuff, because it's like it took the major stuff out of my eye. You know, it's like, I mean, literally, my pupil, you know, where it was black, mine was totally white. It's like, I mean, I should have taken pictures, you know, it's like, but I never get pictures of myself. You know, my older kids will look to me when, Mom, you look really creepy. You know, it's like you got a black eye and a white eye, and you look really weird.
I know,
and then they saw me later, and they were like going, what happened? And I said, see this little pack of stuff right here? It's like, this is the best thing you got going on this planet right now. This is awesome, amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Now, can you tell me who passed away in Jethro's family? Was it a cousin or a brother? His mother?
Ironically enough, his mother, it was like June 12th, his mom got diagnosed with the liver cancer, and then on June 13th, she passed away.
Unbelievable.
Yes, because he was talking about, you know, I was saying, well, great, you know, we can get her, you know, we can get her on this and stuff, but it's like almost just as soon as she found out, it was just like, boom, she was gone. And it was like, it was, you know, really, he did say, I'll talk to you later about this off air, you know, because he was like, apparently, because I sent him a thing on Facebook, and it's like, he called me, and he says, I really appreciate the thoughts and sentiments, and apparently, it just made a whole bunch of his family absolutely flip. And I was like, okay, I'm really sorry. It's like, he said, I took it off. He says, I took your posting off, no offense. I was like, oh, none taken. It's like, I'm really sorry that, you know, all the other stuff is going on like that. But no, it was, there was some interesting stuff going on. But yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
he's
already gotten to visit with her, which is really great. I mean, it's like, that's part of the reason the other rest of his family is having such a flip fit, is like, he's the psychic one in the family. Now, he does have other cousins and, you know, nieces and nephews and whatever that, you know, have abilities, but it's like, they've always kind of, you know, his family's always kind of made, he's always been the black sheep of the family, okay? Imagine that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't imagine that. You know, but he's also just the most dialed in. And it's like, I'm going to zip my lip here because I'm going to give away stuff I don't want to give away. But anyway, I'll call you.
Okay.
I'm sitting here going, it's like I'm having this conversation with you. Rita's like, this is hard not to talk. And so it's like, no, I definitely will call you afterwards because you didn't know that we had the new addition to my daughter's little guy came early. He came about 2 weeks early. So on 6/11, we had this little bitty baby boy show up, and he was 6 pounds, almost 11 ounces. Really cute little button. So
congratulations.
They named him Theodore Scott, and it's like, you know, like Theo Lessig, Dr. Seuss. And I went, that's a good one, or Theodore Roosevelt, whichever you want to look at, you know. Now his daddy's going to call him Teddy, and I'm going to call him Theo. It's okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
It is, and he is so cute. But he's a little bit early. It's like they you know, Apgar him at like, you know, 37 weeks or whatever, and it's like, it was one of those. Let's see, Rita, can I keep you on here with? And it's like, I've got somebody I'm pretty sure called in, probably wanted a reading here. And it's like, we've got one person from a 5-6 area code. If I can, I'll just leave you on live with you here. And it's like, And I do. I want. It's like if we don't get around to your journey stuff today, because let me tell you guys, I was listening in here. It's like Rita went and did this awesome, amazing sweat lodge moment on the weekend of June 9th, and we want her on here because we want her to be able to tell. It's like, I may just have you come on, you know, and guest with me tomorrow, and it's like, you know, we'll spend an hour with you on that.
Right.
Because I, you know, I do. It's like, I know people have been waiting to hear that, because, you know, there's a lot of Native American stuff. That's like, and if you get any insights with our callers, please feel free to jump in. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, 561 area code. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. It's like, yes, thank you for listening to Rita and I chat a little bit, and thank you guys for hanging in while I was having some technical difficulties with the computer, and I got to do the coffee infomercial. But you're with us here, and if you will give me a month, day, and year, I will do the card reading for you today.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, hello. Who have I got? Who am I talking to?
Rachel from Florida.
Rachel from Florida. All righty. If you can let me have your month, date, and year of birth, we can figure out which birth cards are.
3762.
Okay. So March and 7, 3, 7, 6, 2. Okay, let me go back on that. 7 is always a good day to be born. And 62. Okay, let's get that one. There we go. Okay. Oh, wow. You got some interesting ones. All right. You are a 3 of spades, and you have a 7 of spades planetary ruler. So you're a double spades person. It's like, wow. And you've got that, you got really creative cards. The 3 is really creative, but also can be, lead you to indecision, worry, and stress if you don't get a handle on that one. And that 7, the 7s are always about faith. And spades are about... You want to talk about the 7 doors. This work, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. It's like, think of a spade as that garden tool implement, and it's like, you're here to work this life, I'll tell you what. Lots of work with different things. Okay, let's have a look-see here. Let me get this going.
I had a very hard life.
Yeah, I am thinking. It's like, yeah, you've got some really interesting things there. So let's see what's happening with you. Okay. This 3 of spades, it's called the artist card. You have the opportunity for great success in your life if you're willing to work for it. Again, think of that spade in the garden. You have a heavier load than most, indicated by your position in the Saturn line. Saturn is a tough one. But if you work hard, you're going to receive the blessing of being in the Jupiter column, so you're also there. Their 6 of diamonds karma card often tells us there's a karmic debt to be paid, or on a financial or value basis. Oftentimes, you're associated with the 6 of diamonds people, who are the collector of the debts. Okay. Oh, that's cute. I should introduce you to my little grandson. He's a little 6 of diamonds guy. No, I'm just kidding. The 3 of spades can represent indecision about work or health. And the 3 of spades people, you really need to watch your health carefully. The more you worry about your health, often the worse your condition gets. So you've got a responsibility there to watch your thoughts and feelings as they relate to your health matters. With such a strong creative urge, they can also spread themselves too thin and get stressed out at times. Having this Queen of Spades with the 10 of Diamonds and Jupiter gives you this opportunity for great business success through mastery of their inner values. This can be one of the best avenues for satisfaction in life. If you just get clear about what's really important to you in your life, everything else you need and want will come to you. So it's like, really, you know, you're one of those pieces, get your notebook, you know, and out of your notebook, pick your 3x5 index cards and say, what are really the most important things you want to accomplish? Being a 3 brings a huge amount of creativity, and it can also bring the temptation to maybe tell half-truths or stories to make your life easier on occasion, especially too because of this Jack of Diamonds karma card. A lot of times you can get caught up and tell stories that's very believed by other people, and you never run out of marketable ideas. But with that Jack of Clubs in that Saturn position, you're always going to meet with some disappointment or problems if you stray from strict honesty. So if you ever heard that one, honesty is the best policy, live that, walk it, because that's going to be the best one for you. It's like, only the path of highest integrity and willingness to put forth that honest work effort is going to bring you the success you want. among them, you know, there's a lot of Three of Spades people, very successful artists in the world. Some of the Three of Spades concerning relationships, Three of Spades is really highly creative and romantic person. You need a partner with whom you're going to share those interests with. There's hurdles in love based upon inner fears of abandonment or rejection that you got to deal with, but overall you've got really good marriage potential. You need an outlet for that creativity. And if you, you know, don't have that, a lot of times you end up being, you know, the field player. It's like, you know, you date a lot of people if you don't have that positive, creative, artistic outlet in some way. And it's not just to say it has to be, you know, with a pen and paper or brush and ink or whatever, because I've seen artists in the field of food. It's like I have seen fantastic cake decorators or people who are gourmet cooks. You know, I've seen people being artists in woodworking, in cabinetry, in metalworking. It's like you can be an artist in any field. In any field that you're in, pick what you're in, and there is always a very creative, artistic flair you can do with that. There's a lot of emotional challenges. A lot of times it began in childhood that you need to deal with before a Three of Spades can have a really happily married or romantic life. You need to really develop this positive mental habits. And it's like I'm thinking Stephen Covey with those, you know, seven habits of highly effective people type of thing. But also I do. I'm an advocate of The Secret. It's like, you know, watch that. Watch that DVD. Check that out from your library. It's like it's by Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. And it's like, check that out. Look at that. Because they talk about, you know, here's the negative emotions, here's the positive emotions. And it's like when you find yourself in that negative downward spiral, it's like do something to flip that and, you know, click that around and put it so it's opposite. Because wherever you're at, whatever you're focused on, whatever you're dwelling on, you know, your thoughts become things. You're going to bring that into your life. Okay, and you need those positive mental habits and affirmations about love if you're to overcome some of the challenges in that love area. You're restless, and it may extend your romantic life, and all that together, it could be really challenging for, you know, combination for partnerships, and it's like, and it may not be that you're acting that way, but the flip side is you might draw people in who act that way. Your Seven of Spades as your planetary ruler adds strength to your personality, gives you a certain amount of good fortune, especially for home and family. You might feel you have a blessed marriage or relationship, that many good things, you know, come from your parents. Now, health concerns might play a major role in your life. You might be accident-prone. Think of Archie Andrews, that redhead in the comics. Seven of Spades encourages us to have faith in life in spite of whatever circumstances you find yourself in. Still, it's because that's the card of faith. In that regard, you might find yourself tested a lot of times. You're probably attracted to those of intelligence and wit, and with a bit of luck, you could marry one of those. Financial security is something, again, that's only going to come through that hard work. And the testing, it's like what I like to share with people in the testing times and that kind of stuff is the fact that, oh, we lost Rita, darn. Okay, is the fact that, okay, if you're a biblical person, I highly advocate go back and read the book of Job. It's like Job was a very faithful person, and it's like, and this was the times before Christ, and it's like Job was tested immensely, but you want to look at who he was tested by, because there's where our tests come from. So it's like with prayer and supplication, faith, you know, the way out is made for a lot of things. So it's like prayer is talk to God, meditation is listen to God. And it's like, and you know, some of the ways we listen is read that book. It's like some people go, oh, it's so ancient, but you know what? It's like that ancient wisdom has a lot of truth for us today. Let's see. What other kind of stuff? Was there a particular area or question you had? Because you got the career influences this year, and oh, wow, and you've got the King of Spades as your long-range card this year, which is really good. Was there any area in particular you kind of wanted to know about?
What does King of Spades mean? A relationship?
That's, well, let's just take a look here. Okay, look at real just quick the career influences. There's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work this year. But of course, if you don't care about that, it's, you know, won't have a lot of effect. But this King of Spades is your long range. This can be especially powerful and successful year for you because you have this King of Spades. There's very little you cannot accomplish. Again, that Spades, it's the work thing. The King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck when it comes to material and work accomplishment. However, it only benefits you if you're willing to take on a role as a leader in your chosen field. It implies leadership in some form, but it can be a special opportunity for you to realize your dearest and highest goals. It's like if you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneur, obviously, you know, if you're in your own business, doing that kind of stuff, it'll be a really good year. If you're like, you know, your supervisor, whatever, or if you're looking for supervisory positions, anytime there's a king there, it's like, it means responsibility because, you know, people, a lot of people have the thing, it's like, oh, you know, you're sitting as a king on the throne. It's like, you know, you have all the power, but there's also that big responsibility and that big weight that comes with it. It's like when you are acting as, you know, as king, you know, it's like the king's card come up. It's like, it's always with that scepter of responsibility. You've got to really be responsible for, you know, what you're putting forth, what you're putting out, any of that kind of stuff. If you're willing to sit down and create a plan for your success or accomplishment, there's very little that can prevent you from reaching your goals. So then, again, this is, you know, goal orientation. It's like, you know, get your goals clear, figure out what you want to do, and go for it, because this is going to be a good thing going your way. And it does say everything's going to be seem to be going your way, and you're going to succeed where others have failed. In most areas of competition, you're going to come out the winner. The list of benefits just goes on. It could be a year you'd never forget of all the success it will bring. But keep in mind, those benefits are only available if you are willing to become that king, which implies, you know, being the one who is responsible and willing to direct your own destinies as well as those around them. It's kind of like being the captain of the ship. You're steering the ship, okay? That opportunity comes rarely in life, and it's like there's a lot of people never get this card in the reading. Some cards never have the King of Spades long range. Others may only have it once at most, so you maximize that special influence wherever it lasts. Oh, let's see, and hang on just for a second. I heard a beep.
I'm going to
like,
school now for health information management.
Oh, perfect. That's excellent. That is real good. It's like, and that's what year are you in, or, you know, how are you doing with your studies?
Oh, right now I'm doing anatomy. I'm struggling with this. I feel like I can't remember, but I have a professor that's just, you know, pushing me through. I'm lucky because, I don't know, I've had some really good teachers that, you know, just really are really pretty lenient. I'm really lucky.
Wow. Well, that's good. It's like, see, so it's like, you know, you're meeting with an adversity moment there, you know, because you're having a little bit of trouble doing this, but at the same time, you got somebody there who is going to help you through it. So it's like, that's really positive. That's really good. And you will get through it. It's like, if you just sit up, and let me get my phone plugged in before I lose this here.
It's just, I'm looking for I had a job interview last week. I never went to school and worked, so this is, I'm a little nervous about going to school and working at the same time. I really want an employer that's going to understand about my school.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's like a lot of employers will, you know, will understand. I mean, it's like, you know, you go in, it's like a lot of times on applications. I mean, and even if you have to take a job that's just going to meet your bills, you know, for the moment, you put on. It's like, here's the time I have available. Because a lot of them will put on their work schedules. It's like, you know, what do you have? What do you have available? What's their, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, so if you say, well, I'm available Monday, Wednesday, Friday from like, you know, 6 midnight. And it's like, so if they hire you for those times, show up.
Now, this
you know,
is a
so
full
like,
job I went on. Although the woman said she would be a little flexible with me, but, I mean, it's still a full-time job. I mean, I'm going to have to be there 8 hours, you know, so. Sometimes people are flexible, and then you get in there, and you realize they're not as flexible as they think they are.
Think they are?
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah.
So I'm just nervous about, I mean, I'm waiting to get a call back for a second interview next week because the owner's on vacation. I mean, to me, I felt like it seemed like I got the job, but you never know. I mean, I've had people show me where I was going to sit, and then they never call me.
Oh, wow.
So do you see a job in those cards for me?
You know, let's take a look. I mean, that's, you know, what I just put on there is like, you know, with that King of Spades, it's like there's, you know, just bear in mind what I said. It's like, you know, where others have failed, you're going to succeed. So it's like, you know, kind of keep that in mind.
Okay, so it's a good chance of getting a job then.
Very good chance, yes. And it's like, and of course then, you know, also too, is like, keep your mindset positive, you know. It's like, and, you know, kind of
listen to Louise Hay all night last night.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you know, and it's like, and like I said, if you haven't ever heard The Secret, go check it out.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
perfect, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got
so
all those.
Like, excellent, you know. So sit down with that a little bit and just, you know, follow it out. It's like, remember that one guy who was always picked on and all that? And, you know, if you got the DVD, he was always picked on and so on. And it's like, and they said literally in that 6 to 8 weeks he made that transformation. So it's like, you know, take your notebook, write out your job. Write out the job that you want to have. It's like, you know, I thank you that, you know, my employer is so understanding, you know, that I have a great job that's, you know, works well with what I'm doing. And it's like, and you might even find something that, you know, maybe look in the field that you're going into. And it's like, you know, maybe look for services.
I would love to get a job where the field I'm going into, it would make total sense. It would look better on my resume.
Oh, no kidding. So it's like, so have you put in
I look all the time. School on the website of the college.
Have you applied? Have you applied to some of the places? You know, have you applied for positions that say, okay, I'm studying to be this?
I applied every medical doctor, hospital. I mean, times they want people with experience.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, what you can also look at them and say is like, you know, how do I get experience if nobody will ever hire me for the job? And say, you know what? I mean, and a lot of times if you say, I will make a commitment, because usually what it takes in any kind of job, an employer figures it takes you about a year, literally a year, to learn all the ins and outs of any specific job. And so make that time commitment and say, it's like, you know, if you will hire me, I will stay on. It's like, and after I, you know, get here, I will stay on past that first year, and I'll make it worth your while for you to hire me, because I will be a loyal, dependable, I will show up, you know, type of employee. And it's like, and talk to him and look at him. And it's like, a lot of times it's your body language. It's like, you look at him, you look in the eyeball, and you say, I will be here, I will be dependable and loyal. And it's like, I will make it worth your while for you to hire me if you will, you know, and I will stay with you for, you know, like, after I graduate or whatever, for, you know, X period of time. I mean, there was a friend of mine that got her speech pathology stuff, and literally she signed a contract. And it's like, she said, after I get my degree, I think it was like she agreed to work with him for like, you know, 2 or 3 years, something like that, after she got her degree. And the hitch was, it was a little bit lower pay than she would have gotten somewhere else, but they were willing to hire her while she was getting her schooling and her training. So she was willing to, you know, give in exchange that extra 2 or 3 years and, you know, say, okay, I'll stay with you and give you the benefit of this and whatever, you know, after I get my degree for this, you know, for X amount of time. So it's like, you might also look at that, you know, and be really creative with that and say, you know, I'm willing to do that. And see what people say, because a lot of times, you know, they don't want somebody in there. It's like, oh, my goodness, if I hire this person, you know, they're just going to get their job and they're going to move on. I'm going to have to train somebody else, you know, blah, blah, blah. So if you can make it worthwhile to an employer and say, I will be here, I will be there or be square, you know, type of thing. It's like, and make it worthwhile for them to hire you, you know, be the employer, you know, employee of the year. And it's like, and go and do that. And you can.
Mm-hmm. What about just love? Did you see any kind? Because I broke up with a man a month ago. And he was trying to come back to me, and I wouldn't let him because he's with another woman, and he wanted still trying to keep the door open and talk to me on the phone, and I wouldn't talk to him. So I'm just seeing, do you see him trying to come back with someone new coming in?
What I do see is there's a couple cards here. You've got the Four of Hearts twice as a displacement card and your Pluto card. Let me go take a look at that real quick. Let's see. Okay, and success, okay. That again talks about that King of Spades is a long range. That was really good. Okay, your first Four of Hearts shows up as, well, I'm going to address that. But here's the keywords for your King of Spades. It's like, it's called, your keywords that you write down and put like on your, you know, on your bathroom mirror, on your 3x5 index card. I am the master of my destiny and fate. Through application of knowledge and experience, I achieve anything this year. So it's like, that would be a good thing to see first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and anytime in between you when you're in the bathroom. Four Hearts as your Pluto card. This year is going to bring a major focus on the concept of marriage or on your own family and closest relationships. If you're already married, which, okay, you're not, there might be new things coming in that you kind of need to digest mentally in order to maintain balance in a relationship. If you're single, you may just be considering that a concept of marriage. It may be challenging to integrate those new energies and ideas into your life. Often when the Four of Hearts is a Pluto card, the result card is going to be the birthday card of someone you might want to get married to. If so, it's likely the two of you would end up together, though not necessarily married, you know, by your next birthday. It's not strong influence for actually getting married unless you have other marriage cards elsewhere.
My other boyfriend did ask me to marry him before we broke up.
Before you broke up.
I wouldn't marry him that fast, and I'm glad I didn't.
If he's a player and he's got somebody else on the string, it's like, no, you can do a whole lot better than that. It's like, do not settle, okay?
Anyone who gets into another relationship right after one so fast, they can't really have loved you that much.
And exactly, you know. And here's the other thing, just as a kind of a caveat. It's like Venus is currently in retrograde right up until June 27th. So I seriously would actually not really be looking for a relationship so much until after Venus turns around and goes, kind of straightens itself out and goes forward again as in forward motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, don't worry about looking kind of for a relationship until after June 28th, because anything that you get in a Venus retrograde is going to be kind of karmic, kind of burdensome, kind of have problems in some way, et cetera. So it's like, wait until after June 27th, pick June 28th and say, okay, Venus is going straight forward again. So now is a good time to look around.
He was trying to come back? Because the planets were aligned that way.
Something like that, yeah. It's like he was going to try to slip in a flip side there. So it's like, yes, it would have been really kind of karmic and kind of burdensome type of relationship if you had done that.
I knew he was with someone else, but at least he told me. It wasn't like he lied to me.
That's nice. Thank you for your honesty, sort of. It's like, thank you for being with somebody else, but you know what? I don't want to be part of a plural. Thank you.
No. I don't want to be. I told him that. I'm not second choice. I got to be number one.
There you go. Exactly. A little bit more on that Four of Hearts, but it's like, it's maybe a year that prepares you for an eventual marriage. It can mean you're striving to have more success in your family life in general, which would include, children if you have any, your home, all represented by the Four of Hearts. In general, Four of Hearts means you're desiring to have more stability and security in terms of affection and friendships this year. In this position, it implies that to have that stability, you will have to somehow take new avenues of approach in those key areas of your life. I'll kind of look into your result card. Gives a little more details about how the concept of marriage, fits into this picture. Your affirmation for this one is, though marriage, home, and family stability transforms me. I'm creating a successful marriage or family life. I create love and satisfaction and security. Your result card, oh my goodness, is the King of Spades for that one, okay? So you got the King of Spades twice, holy moly. As your result card, the King of Spades promises you're going to attain the mastery you seek, not only in reference to your Pluto card in the Four of Hearts, but in practically any area of your life you choose. The King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck and represents taking a leadership position in whatever line of work you're involved. You have to work hard to achieve that mastery and success. It's like, nobody said it's going to be easy, It's like,
yeah.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden, but it's like, Rose garden take a lot of work.
Nothing's ever been easy for me my whole life.
Well, there you go. Just keep working on it then. But work out with that positive attitude. But whatever you're working at, it's going to be well worth your effort. You make your wish list and be prepared to have what you desire. And it's like, one of the easiest ways I can think of explaining this is receive. It's like, a lot of times, because you're kind of a giver, it's like, okay, so pretend you're out playing baseball with somebody, you're just, playing that game of catch, and you both have a mitt, and there's one ball, and there's two of you, okay? So when you throw, you have become the giver. When they catch, they've become the receiver. Now, they in turn, I got 90 seconds, shoot. When they turn around and throw that ball back to you, they're the giver, and you have to be the receiver. So you have to not only give, but you have to be able to receive. So it's like some of that is reception. I'm going to encourage you to call back. It's like call back on another day. Click follow us. It'll send you that email, notifying you what time's run. Jethro Smith, our master psychic, is going to be back on a little bit later this week. And these would be really good questions to ask him. 60 seconds. I hate this NASA countdown moment. Okay. Anyway, but call us back and, let us know how things are going, especially, with the jobs and all that stuff. And again, kind of get Jethro's input on this because, we compliment. It's like, I do totally different stuff than he does. So anyway, it's like, and my apologies, caller 407, please do call back in tomorrow. It's like, call back in a little bit earlier is what I'm going to encourage. It's like rats, because I'm not going to get the opportunity to visit with you today, but it's like, call us back in again at the 773-897-6461. And for the gal I'm talking to here, it's like, I'm horrible.
I'm
going to
have
a good
rest of the year then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll go over, you know, some more of that. But it's like, yeah, basically, 10 seconds. Here we go, NASA. Okay, we're going to blast off. Anyway, but yes, it's like, you know, yeah, your year looks really good. It's like, you just need to apply it and see that positive moment. It's like, you've got really good stuff coming. But it's like, yeah, I'd like to tell you more about the four of that other four hearts you got. But anyway, okay, guys. Lovely blog talk lady is going to cut us off here. So anyway, have a wonderful, great day, and we will see you tomorrow. I am likely to be on tomorrow, and we'll see what the weekend brings. I know we were going to have some special guests. I think it was Patty McGree was going to come on, and I think there was, I said like Boys in the Band or something like that. I haven't had a chance to read my email, but there's some kind of musical group coming on that's going to be on this weekend. So anyway, check us out. Come on back, and I'll hopefully get with people in the chat better next time. Have a good one, and take care.